In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Amen. As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, the Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, we beseech thee, give ear to our prayers, enlighten the darkness of our hearts by thy glorious visitation, who lives and reigns with thee and the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading, the Office of the Keys and Confession, as the head of the family should teach them in simple ways to his household. The Office of Keys and Confession. What is confession? Confession embraces two parts. One is that we confess our sins. The other, that we receive absolution or forgiveness from the pastor, as from God himself, and in no wise doubt and firmly believe that by it our sins are forgiven before God in heaven. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like a fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver. that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers, against false witnesses, against those that oppose the hireling and his wages, the widow, the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right. And fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians 4, verses 1 to 5. And let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that justifieth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. So far, the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which the Lord told her from the, which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. And he has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. And he spake unto our fathers, that is to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and then returned home to her own house. So far the Holy Gospel. At this time we will confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn 70. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. My sermon theme this morning is The Savior is Coming, and it's based upon our gospel reading, and I would like to read two verses from that reading. And then Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior." So far, please be seated. For many people, Jesus Christ does not look like a king, much less than the Son of God. A king should look and act kingly, not like a commoner. This is what troubles a lot of people about Jesus Christ. He does not fit into the thinking that so many people have about Jesus as being the Son of God, as being God in human flesh. But he really is. He really is the Son of God. He really is God in the flesh. And with the Christian church of all ages, we confess that this baby is in Mary's womb is in fact the Son of God. And while the church sings its praises, the world shouts criticism. It's unbelief. At this time of the year, we must remember that the Christian message is not an appeal to human reason. Human reason finds it unreasonable. Human reason finds this whole idea very foolish. But thank God that the Christmas story is not an appeal to human reason. It's an appeal to believe that God has kept all of his promises. So simple does Luke record this wonderful event that the divine has put on the humanity. God became flesh. This is what Elizabeth was confessing in this morning's gospel. This is the reason why the baby that Elizabeth was to bear jumped for joy within her womb when Mary entered that room. How simple this wonderful event is described, but how tragic it is that the majority of the world's population does not believe it, does not believe that this Jesus is the Son of God, God in human flesh. They refuse to believe what God's word records, namely, that Jesus Christ is the Lord of heaven and earth, the Son of God, God in human flesh. People have stated that they cannot comprehend what the fact that God could become a human being, how he could be born of a virgin without a human father, and how he could be God and man at the very same time. But it isn't really logic or education that is the problem. The problem is unbelief. By nature, our sinful human nature, people refuse to believe the clear word of God. But the child in Mary's womb is indeed the Son of God, the Almighty One, the God of heaven and earth. Because they believe God's promises, Mary and Elizabeth had no trouble believing that with God, nothing is impossible. What further offends so many people is that Jesus is also called a Savior. And instead of having joy, the joy of Elizabeth, many do not believe that Jesus Christ should be called a Savior. But this should not surprise us. The Holy Scripture makes it very clear that natural man, natural woman wants nothing to do with a Savior. As long as somebody feels that they have a chance to measure up to God by their own efforts, they will reject Jesus Christ. That is why the Holy Spirit must first convince and convict the human heart of its sinfulness and show that one's best efforts fail to mark God's holiness. Until a person knows this, God's great mercy in Christ is obscured by their pride. And until one sees that they cannot earn God's grace or save themselves by their own works, they will discard the need of a Savior. One must understand that they are standing under God's wrath and judgment because of sin, and that there will be no real peace until those sins are removed, until those sins are forgiven. You see, the real Christmas joy is knowing and believing that Jesus Christ is the Savior who delivered us from the consequences of our own sin and spared us eternity in hell. For what we could not do, Jesus did. He took our place under the law and fulfilled it because we couldn't do that. He innocently suffered the hands of sinful men, was condemned and crucified and died, all of that for us. And because the Father in heaven loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son into this world to become one of us so that he might save us for heaven. And this is most certainly true. Only the Son of God could keep God's law perfectly and be able to save us. And that's what Jesus Christ did for us. That is why we rejoice at Christmas. We believe that this baby Jesus is indeed the Son of God, that he is the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the entire world. Therefore, to have true Christmas joy, we must have more than tinsel on our trees, ornaments on our trees. We must have more than this spirit of gift-giving. We must have this Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And this is why we can sing Joy to the World. The Lord has come. In Christ Jesus, God has kept his promises to rescue and to redeem us from sin, eternal death, and hell itself. We rejoice that God has kept his many promises of grace and blessing, that he forgives all of our sins, and that he gives us new life through holy baptism and continues to strengthen and build our faith through the Lord's Supper. We rejoice in these promises which have been kept for us. But we also rejoice that God will keep even a greater promise for us in the world to come, when he gives us the crown of eternal life and the joy. Let me start over. He gives us the crown of life and everlasting joy when he welcomes us into his everlasting kingdom, heaven. And may God grant this to each of us. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Please be seated. Clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. For unto me the joy of thy salvation. Pray for our communicants, but first, I'm sure there are prayers that you would like to extend to the throne of grace. Personal prayers, let's take a moment for those. pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto our souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence, so that no one takes this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our own righteousness, and give us the garment that has been given to us through faith in Christ. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto
the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, and through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him to be the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape the wrath to be revealed when he comes again the second time. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, holy, holy,
Lord God, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Jesus Christ. body and blood, strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith of life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Body and
glory of thy people Israel. It was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, without end. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee of thy mercy that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.